Sunday. Oh God. The child.
Wake him up.
Gotta wake him up. Is that antibiotics? The child. Oh my God. It's absolutely chucking it down outside, and has been for a few hours. So Sarah and I went to bed at, I don't know what time it was. Well, I tell you what, I was asleep by 5:30. Past 10. Hi Molly. Molly wants to say hello. Hi Molly. You all right? Do you need a wee wee? Do you need a wee wee? She says yes. But and I was straight to sleep. And I didn't sleep very well. I had lots of dreams. And the only one I can remember, which was actually the most disturbing, was I had a water leak in the motorhome. It was raining and there was a leak, and the panel behind the television was so wet you could just push through the wood. Oh, it's hoofing it down. Oh, actually, it's not. The rain isn't as bad now as it was 30 minutes ago. I've been awake on and off for the past 1.5 hours. We've got to take Harry to the doctor, nurse, to have his dressing changed today on his hand. We need to get a shift on, really. Jasper wanting fed, like, every other 5 minutes. Come on, Molly. Molly doesn't like the cats. Molly's scared of the cats. Molly doesn't understand why the cats don't want to play. Yeah. You're right. Okay. They must have been stressing her out last night. Should we get rid of the cat tomorrow, Molly? No, she just wants a cuddle, don't you? Yeah. Cup of coffee. Wasn't comfortable last night.
Still tired.
But you wanted to hear that. Brew time. So what coffee is it? I've got my Audiomo mug here. I've got many mugs. I collect mugs. But this is an Audiomo mug. Sarah has China mugs, China mug only, and they're like the, you know, the narrower kind of mug, do you know what I mean? It's like you know, a standard mug, and then you've got like a narrower version. Well, Sarah likes the narrow ones, she doesn't like big mugs. Two sweeteners for me, Canderel. Generally only Canderel. I'm very fussy. Coffee is Carte Noir. Hang on, I will swap hands. In fact, I'll put you up there. If I put you there, that's better. Carte Noir, it's quite strong, so you don't need a lot. And decaffeinated tea bags for Sarah. I think she has Tetley decaffeinated tea bags. Oh, 2 teaspoons of sugar for Sarah. I can't have sugar all the time because it gives me a sore tummy. You know, sugar in brews. Semi-skim milk. Couldn't stop thinking about the motorhome last night and how I can't get that flipping door open, and I really just want it to work. And then once that motorhome's door is or you can open it, and whether it's got a new lock on or whatever, I'd be happy. Oh yeah, gotta stir the tea to dissolve the sugar, otherwise Sarah won't be happy. I say that, it sounds really condescending, but you know I have little pet hates about brews. They have to be slightly milky as well. Perfect. Mine is perfect. Everybody always says, who gets a cup of tea from me, they always say how nice my brews are. And I'll make you one day, dear listener, if you wish. I really don't mind. And one of the secrets to drinking tea and coffee is exhale before you drink, or as you are pouring it into your mouth. None of this slurping business. I hate that, so uncouth. If you're drinking something that's like super hot, then you leave it. Exhale. Don't slurp. Slurping is not good. I feel, I don't feel energetic. I think that's the word to you. I think that's the phrase. I don't feel energetic today. Yeah. Raining outside. Let's see. Molly. We've got a little camping table that we have to open the legs up. We've got a recess in the kitchen at the back door. So kind of from the back door into the kitchen, on the left hand side here, you've got the sink and the washing machine. On the right hand side we've got our freezer, so it creates this little kind of area, and we have to put the come on, you need a wee wee, yes, we have to put the this little camping table with its legs up, we have to put it on its side to create a barrier in this recess so the dog can't get out the cat flap. The cats can jump over the table and get out the cat flap. The dog can't jump the table. Well, she can. She could jump something twice the height of the table on its side. But she doesn't. It's quite warm out there. Quite warm. Jasper, our ginger cat, here he comes from next door. Next door's garden. Should take Sarah a tea, actually. I think because everything's been so high-paced this past 2 weeks. Hello, son. Here's Harry, all dressed. How's your hand today? So, we're going to go see the nurse to have the new bandages on, yes? Yeah. It'll be okay. Shall I get you breakfast? What do you want? Sarah? Yeah. I've made you a tea. For Mr. Main Shots. I know. That'll be ready in figures for you. Cereal? What? No? What? Gunstood up. What? What did you say? Your Power Ranger doesn't stand up. Okay, that's the most important thing in the world at the minute. Let's have a look. You may be correct. Perhaps it's because of balance. I'll tell you what. How about Dad trying to desperately stand up this Power Ranger action figure? There we go. Right, what cereal do you want? Big fella, do you want Cheerios? Yes? Cheerios? Harry? Yes? Yes? He kind of saying yes with his eyes. Cheerios for Harry. Oh, the rain's coming down. Stronger now, harder. I'm going to put you on the cooker here. You can listen to me potter around and that as I talk. It's quarter past eight. You need to get. Got to be out of the house in half an hour. So our boiler, our gas boiler, is not heating the hot water and hasn't been for a week, over a week. And they're not going to come and fix it until the 27th of August. But we got the immersion, and to be honest, the immersion superheats the water super quickly. But you know, it's a manual thing now, isn't it? So forget to switch the immersion off, and you can doo-doo really. Consequently, I've left that immersion on. What's the date today? What's the date? Hang on. Pour the milk. What are you doing down there? So yes, you know, I say yesterday, I've been communicating with Tamara and Jessica via FaceTime, and yesterday when I was walking the dog, I mean, that it seems perfectly normal and acceptable in the confines of your own home, doesn't it? And we've done it at a supermarket before because we've had good internet connection. Harry, do you want the green spoon today or this pink one? Harry, look at that a minute, please, because we need to get going, son. Green or pink? I knew he was going to choose the green spoon. It's because I can't find the blue one. I will take you with me, Audioboo listener dudes. So, yeah, we've used FaceTime and, you know, supermarket, you know, in a cafe kind of thing, and... But, come on up here, because we need to get going today. Come on. Give us your hand, I'll pull you up. No, not that hand. That's your bad one. Yeehaw! Sorry, son. Right. Oh, he's not in the best of moods. But to see somebody using FaceTime in the street was just quite bizarre. I mean, even though I'm a huge advocate of FaceTime, and I use FaceTime Well, I don't want to say a lot, but I use FaceTime where I can, basically. Have you had a wee-wee? Have you had a wee-wee? Do you need a wee-wee? That, you see, that's just a signal for go outside to you, isn't it? She did have a wee. It's raining very much, isn't it? It's raining a lot. It's been raining a lot for a while. Oh, I can hear the... Also, at 5 to 8 this morning, our new next-door neighbours had the Sky installation engineer arrive. 5 to 8 on a Sunday. Wow, so that's the banging. Do you hear that banging? Back door. Shut, locked. Camping table barrier back down. Kitchen lights off. It's a bit dim. Right. Listen, son. No, listen to Dad. We've got to go down to see the nurse down the road, not at 9 o'clock. And it's now 8:20. So we need to leave here in half an hour. Okay? So what I need you to do... What's up? Are you going to take your Power Ranger with you? Yeah? Yeah? Good boy. What I need you to do is to eat your breakfast while Daddy goes upstairs and gets in the shower and gets changed. Could you do that? Yeah? Because remember what happens if you're good? What happens if you're good? What's that banging? Is that you? Are you hammering something? It's next door, isn't it? They've got the man putting their Sky television in. Oh. Oh, that's loud, isn't it? I'm glad I'm not still in bed. Otherwise that might have disturbed me. At 8:20 on a Sunday. That, I think that's ridiculous. Right. Right, you eat your breakfast. And then if you eat your breakfast, that's it. Little smile on his face. Big mouth of cereal. I tell you what, let's put the placemat right up to the edge of the table. Okay? Right, okay. I'm going in the shower. Yes? And I'm going to get changed, dressed. And we're going to get that... Go down the road, get that dirty bandage taken off and replaced. Get a new one put on. Did Mummy give you the antibiotics? The medicine? Okay. Was it the good tasting one or the bad one?
The bad one.
With a mouthful of cereal, it was the bad one. We've noticed that when he has the antibiotics, it makes him feel very sleepy. Which is strange, because, you know, whenever I've had antibiotics, I always feel better. But with Harry, it makes him feel sleepy. And it's really hard to keep him awake when he does fall asleep. Okay, so that was nearly 19 minutes of stuff on the Sunday morning. Here comes Sarah to G me on.
I do think that is slightly rude, that it should have come round to say that I had an appointment this early on Sunday.
Yeah, it's ridiculous, that, isn't it? I was just saying, the audio boom.
If I had been in bed, I would have been slightly annoyed.
Yeah.
Luckily for them, I get up early.
Isn't that ridiculous?
I wouldn't dream of
5 to 8 on a Sunday. So they've booked this guy at 8 o'clock on a Sunday.
The girls would have been in bed and they're banging right by their bedroom.
Well, he's on the outside, isn't he? He's got to drill a hole. Oh, no, because Kate had Sky, so the hole through the wall has already been made. We were the first occupant of this house to have Sky television, so he drilled the biggest hole in the wall. I mean, the hole was like 3 times the thickness of the cable. And...
A sip of water. You do? You can have
your
drink.
Right.
I'll fill it up.
Harry, I'm going to go and get changed now. Do you think you could say goodbye to everybody in Audioboo Land? Say goodbye. A mouthful of juice.
Say goodbye. Say bye and wave. Like this.
He's not too sure. I kind of get over it. I kind of... 8 o'clock on a Sunday, I think that's just ridiculous. Considering they were still... When we went to bed, they were still shifting about with boxes and that. Could you hear them?
Yeah.
So they must have been going...
But they could have come around and said that's the only appointment they could get for 3 weeks.
Well, Sarah, I looked at the guy yesterday and you know, with that look in my eyes, to say hello, and then I was going to say hello and wave, and he just turned the other way. I don't want to stereotype anybody, but Skinhead hasn't worn a top since he's arrived and lots of tattoos. I'm not stereotyping, but given his attitude of, I've made several attempts to say hello and he's kind of, you know, him and his missus, who is clearly a lot older than him.
I think he's older than you, don't
he? Oh, right, okay.
I think he's mid-30s.
He's quite short. He's quite short. Would you say he's about 5 foot?
Yeah, he's no bigger seven. Than me.
About 5 foot seven. Athletic looking fella, like thin.
We know what his job is, don't we?
Yeah, he has not worn a top since they've moved in.
Maybe you pack them on.
Never mind. Right, we need to eat our breakfast because we need to get shifting. Right, audio boo people. Love you loads. Bye. Say bye. He's got a mouthful of cereal. Goodbye.